Racism can play an unfortunate role in the healthcare system. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Betsy Schlabach, associate professor of history at Earlham College, says this injustice is nothing new.
Research published by the National Center for Health Statistics underscores an alarming, albeit unsurprising, injustice in the United States healthcare system. People of color experience more illness and premature death than the white majority. Last summer, I led a team of students on an exploration of controversies over health disparities, access to healthcare, racialization of disease, inferior treatments, and related these disparities to social inequalities structured by race, class, gender, sexuality, and citizenship status. To gain a greater understanding of the scholarly landscape of racism and health disparities specifically, each student researcher compiled a review of historical, sociological, and public health scholarship pertaining to a topic of their interests and skill set. The goal was to explore the need for a scholarly monograph or article on racism and health, with a focus on African Americans and their experiences with American disease during the 20th century. While there was no singular research question, the overarching theme was to explore existing scholarship on racism and health. That included the history of race in medical cadavers, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, and the history of racism in gynecology. The data and research my students found is uncompromising. The historical antecedents to 21st century racial disparities in health status, such as the Tuskegee syphilis experiment and Dr. J. Marion Sims' well-documented torture of enslaved women, shows us that racial injustice in health isn't a new thing. What is also alarmingly clear after working with my team is that additional research and education are absolutely necessary to combat current racial disparities in healthcare. New coursework and public presentations have also resulted from this project because reforming an unjust healthcare system simply can't wait.
That was Betsy Schlabach of Earlham College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.